Drescher mit Zorech und mit Tarek Ketter. Ausam, sie liegt nur, macht man es Osram. Ah, Zoho. But it's Bohu, and Elio Anelli will come. He will not declare who's a mamzer and who's not a mamzer. He'll declare who's a coin of a lady, yes. That's it. He will separate the false Kahanim from the true Kahanim, but he will not comment on Shul Mishpacha. The faith of the Torah, Roy will Hashem as Yishay Mincha B'Tzaka, Tzitzkoso Tzatzar Ibovri, Shein Mavdilam, and a whole of the Nitzmu'u Nitzmu'u, for the Malim, and the Tamev, and the Damev, and the Nasa. That's it. Where the Mitzvah is set. Hashem Ha'el Yisrael, Ha'im Mitzayah, Lav Mavdu Psuleyem. Mitzayah means to purify. No, it means Mitzayah means to declare them Mitzayah Om HaMashiach. To declare them to hold him, even though they are not. There's Yathin and Subig Moah, Kol HaRotos, Yisrael HaSoyl, they got a Yuxin, they have the Soyl, Yisrael HaBodo, Koma to Yisrael Mu Rebet. He got all the Soyl, all the problems, all the Shaylis, went out of the Soyl, he got problems, Bubba was left clean. Skip down a few lines. Mishpachas Beit Hatzifa Oysa Bever Hayadim Verochta Ben Tzion Bezroa Kloma Hachizu Shem Tzurit Ben Tzion Adam Choshev Ubal Zroa. He was able to take them on. These moneyed individuals who bought away by money. He was strong enough to oppose them. And the Rishkam declared these Mishpachas Tzulim Yodachar Atayis Hashem Bekirva Ben Tzion Bezroa Kloma Ilu bo el yo lekame yo lekaya lerachig lekare kivan elu du yadin en klomar shakol marzikin also betsugin elish miskarvo bezroa. So everybody knows they're mamzerim, but they pay their way in, but they have the shem mamzer, but knows it. What can you do? You can't fight them. He's the president of the shul. What can be done? Right? Avo mishpocha shem nitmo machma shalom noda psula nitmo. And we can hear, here's the round I'm referring to. Sha'af is man hazeh, mishpocha she nitmo, nitmo kroma, shemi she yodeya psula, eino rishoy legalosa, ela yanicheno bechetka tashera. Uliyotid lovo, af api she yivoda hadova, sehek shera. Miu, from the round with one reservation. Epsha, she voyu legalosa vitsnuim, they she yidbuku behen, Alpha peace in Hoyo Mizbokaman below you be a loyish and Issa Kal. Abut Nation, Azera, Mukhan, Likidusha, Lakara, Shanakarizbo, Master, Shinoto, Ella, Mizbokas, and Hotches of Israel, Kosher, Adova, Lagaroso, and Sulin. Hine the Gassinan, the Gemara, Ton Oda Peres, Hoysa, Shom, Lagoto, Lagaroso, Alhamin, Motion, also Matamide, and Tamakas Vishua. Neither should we come to Kasatsu. There is a family. That no one said anything bad about, but the Rebbe told their students once in 7 years, they get their disciple there, told them, looking for Shidduchim, that's not for you. Stay away from that family. But Lewin let it out publicly, because Mishpachos and Nitmo and Nitmo, except for one problem. We need a Mishpachos that comes both with Masha Shinos all of us, because that's where it comes both who will take his leadership role from. That has to be a mishpacha, a zera that is muhan likidusha. And that you don't want a mishpacha from this one. This is halacha l'maaseh, this man has said. I get a call on a telephone. Someone says, you know, I have a shayla, but I'm embarrassed. Remember my shul found out that my grandmother might have been remarried. One husband, there's some rumors now that she might have remarried in Atum and in Russia, who knows. The first thing you tell such a person is, drop it. Tell the whole don't you investigate any further. Finish. Period. Allah is, Mishpacha Shalitmo Nitmo, leave it be. If it's a shayla involving one person, I say a pastor, one person, I have to handle the shayla. Thank you. But if you, the consequence of having a grandmother declared a mamzeret, or having her children declared mamzeret, and you now have 8, 9, 10 mishpachos that was affected, involving hundreds of people, the halacha is mishpachos and mishnah mishmor vein megalim too. Let it be. Why? Because gerach hakotzer. Mamzer vadei amar rachmanes lo mamzer sofik mitaraisa or sofik mamzer kasher. Period. As far as sofik hakotzer goes. Okay? That does not mean that a personally, an individual who knows he comes from a shofar chashuva should not use whatever care, concern he wants to make sure that he, his children will be royal, to be members of Sanhedrin, and everybody in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim will be able to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, and so on. That you can set any standard you want for yourself. If you keep it to yourself, there's nothing to be discussed with anybody else. It's the only way you can survive this manager. Okay? The Quran is by saying, Allah Alamaita Khalil Pasti, Master Khan. You wanted to say something there? Was that something? That's what the mother says, but I'll be more. Check 4 mothers there. Yeah. After this, with this run involved, you obviously the need to be bodic the Gemara speaks about is obviously something you're aware of, and the run I also aware of. That's why it's a very sensitive title. You know, when you say, don't be bodic, and leave it to Shlokha Shemitra and Itmo, and we're not. That's not true. Basically, a Rav in the Shul has to be bodic because, and all Mulad Mechatei, but just use Chavirecha. You want me to give Siddha Kedushin and put my name on it, Shubha. I want to be bodic. We're talking about here to the Megale. This was the prophet Mamzerim that talked of Shachishima, and that's a little different level. It doesn't follow that a Rav and Shul should give succeeding condition to all comers, or that a principal in the school should accept children and not ask any questions, knowing very well that the mother or the grandmother was from a reformed family, and a real big shaila whether they were ever Jewish. So these are the shailas that we live with every single day now. Those are the bitter shailas that have been imposed upon us by a reform movement who now accuses us of divisiveness. Who divided on this soil, who fragmented on this soil? Leave that to the other person, practical in minutes. We'll discuss. I said, I'll offer my sister, but I'd rather not get them, because they'll take up the rest of the time. I want to finish the unit today. Yeah. I thought we were going to talk about the other one. Okay, time. We have a doctor, Sherman Taylor. Of course, I'm a chesed kashrus. You can't destroy a chesed kashrus that will soon learn without two agents. You have a subject, the chesed kashrus is all the subject. That's all. A lot of people see, we're coming to it with a kuna shayla, we're able to introduce it to many, many years ago. Remember, you have five non-zeros, there are other children that are extant today, like Nivel al-Akum to a poem, which is the horror story of Manager. About a Shuvia who is not a Gier, but who lived the life of a pre-Balas Shuvia next year on the campus. She became a Balas Shuvia when she was 17, 18, 19. The possibility of Nivel al-Akum is a probability, not a possibility. So, but the whole, she's not a Nivel al-Akum. These are the subject nowadays.
Is this drawing work for other things with the dog,
I told you it's based upon the halakha of certain mamzavavos, that if I go into mamzavos. So that's why, as part of this stuff also is based upon the right position for you, right? That you have to have a vade mamzer in order to have the Easter mamzer. And the green of suffix, the right to the fuma doesn't apply, etc. It's special halakha.
If you have
no. Okay? This just because it's psychologically it's in the same frame of reference as Aran, just call your attention to what is the one of the shuvahs in my share that maybe types his personality more than anything else people know about him. If you look on page 13, I'm sitting the dollars. Okay, page 13 in the last numerical sequence. Another one of these little shooters that removed much anguish from Am Yisrael. I know some yeshiva boys who marry girls from certain colleges who were Bali Shuvah, who were born to a family of Bali Shuvah. And when they were born, the family was fumarated. When they were born, the family wasn't full yet. But soon after they were born, the family was full. And the Shaila comes up, especially in the Swedish in the prophet, can you consider such a girl? Is a bat mida. And the bat mida, the Gemara says, is a pkuma. Specify this year alone, 6-7 shidduchim, I know, didn't get off the ground because the parents found out that the family were Bali Shuvah. Not the girl, though, was born already. Also, I mean, later, that they just saw, Yuko was the producer. When she was 4 or 5 years old, ready to 17 years. To a day school, to nursery school, and went to Beis Yaakov, and finally, Marlon Bakodesh from Beis Yaakov, she went to Stern College, and they won't allow the shidduch because she's a bat mida. So obviously, the family didn't bother to shidduch after she was born. Clearly, the wife, the mother's not going to meet her. And vice versa. What do you do with this halakha? This shaila was asked by my son Yaakov, who's a doctor when he was in Maniato Hospital. And the sheriff, he had used the kind of sugar that only he can use, and why when you reach such a sugar, you have to take heed that he's not around to give such shuvahs anymore. And you realize the Lord. I'll summarize the shuvah for you, and you should read through it. It's shuvah sitting in your dollar on page 13. When Yeshua Noah Manishti Isha Shachoshin Shibas Nida Yisnuo Balas Nido Stobos. Gist of the shuvah is that the Gemara calls a bat mida pkuma, which means it's not a shuvah that you should really get involved in. Also makes some comments about the personality of a bat mida. Bat mida, because she was conceived the isu, has a coarse personality. She's a chatzufa, she's a shnua. And the sister should be the girl that they're talking about. Is that the kind of girl she is? Obviously not. A fine yeshiva bach wants to marry her, means she's a fine girl, good nidos, etc. Well, then surely
She was conceived after her mother went swimming in a mixed public beach. When you go swimming in the ocean, even though you don't observe Taras HaMishpat, how can you explain that Bat Nida should be a fine person? Bat Nida, she's not a Bat Nida. But her mother conceived her the Tahara because she didn't go to Mikveh. Because she did go swimming. The woman goes underwater, wearing a bathing suit. She's been in the water for a little while, and the bathing suit is fully saturated, right? With the kasher of tefillah. And therefore, it's perfectly fine to marry such a woman. Obviously, the Shuva does and reach out to, first of all, a steed and two gemolot. I'm sorry, a makoke, a tovo mada. Gemolot says that a bat nida has personality flaws. And with this, the bat nida, she's supposed to have them. The mother doesn't lie. That it doesn't have, he presents a problem to you. We'll have a simple solution. Essentially, the Shabbos ignore doesn't lie. She's not a Bat Nida. It has to be so. Done? No. That's the second Gemara. The Duma program is proving the statement of Yisus. Program is Abi Yisus. Not a Shula, but a Duma. Then the Gemara speaks that. Woman, child conceived from a bata, from an anusa, where you force your wife against her will. Those in the shamish, lor haner, nashkin bo samot, and all the whole thing. Among them, it's also about either having certain personality traits.
This was
Benny's
offer.
You want to be yourself. That's it. Who most of whom are following? That's a Shakashi, he's such a terrorist. What Kashi loves it, what's terrorist? Look at the moment of us about the fellow who asked the kasher about a pigeon 1 foot in 50 amos, 1 foot outside of 50 amos.
I don't know if you can use it as a car wash or if it's something that you can use to rely on. Move next. I don't know, just trying to get a feel whether all the questions are attacked here, searching or just a contest. Some things are
obviously to be understood Basher Husham as it is. You want to extend it to other circumstances and ask questions. You have to shy, like a private shy. In general, if you know, you have problems. So what do you do? You have to discuss it. The trouble is you're asking the question to cast aspersions on the integrity of the Shuva. The Shuva stands as it is, it's a proper Shuva. So what do you do in a case where you do know? What do you do in a case where it's not a Mishpacha said Nitzmo, but everybody knows that she's a mamzer, so you avoid it. What can you do? It's a woman. So you don't solve all the problems. Our hope is to solve only passing grades, 65% of all shaykhs that are opposed. Yeah.
Isn't there a problem with one of my
Dao? It's a Tzila a little bit better. Tzila does not require any kavana, and Dao. Okay, the woman's passing over a bridge, you know, and a wave, an atom bomb in the Pacific, and a wave washes over her, she's kosher. She does not require any kavanah l'shem tefillah.
What about
there's a hoop in America where we weren't allowed to meet with her. If you search far enough from Muslim couples, when you find or that need those actually.
I shared to tell the story in Luban, when the Russians took away, when the communists came to power, they took away the mitzvah, first thing they did, and they posted guards, there was a big river there, posted guards, not allowed anyone to use the water for the public safety, and for 7 years, no woman got pregnant in Luban. Nowadays they get people, some of our chaplains in the army, a woman flies 300-400 miles to a mission every month with an Air Force plane at the cost of $80,000-$90,000 of taxpayer money. I said a true story. I won't mention the name, I don't embarrass him, but one of our Mismochen was out in a base in Texas, in an Air Force base, and there was a problem on the Mexican border, the problem with his wife. His wife was with him, and she had to have a mitzvah, and there was one mitzvah, but it's hundreds of miles away, and they've been using airport planes, and now austerity program, the civilian, the wife, he can go to Mitchell and get a commandeer plane to take him, but his wife can't, the civilian can't use the plane, he has to join on a regular routine mission, and then she can come along, but they won't make a special trip for her. Anyway, they discovered that in a little town on our side of the Mexican border, there's a shul. An old shul that's closed down, and the shul has a mikveh. So I fly down there, up there, and the locals put up the mikveh, check the fine mikveh with a bowl, and then fill up the bowl with the tap water and check out, there's no leaks, etc. Ceramic man in and checked out for perfect shape. But it hadn't rained like in a year and a half. Anyway, fresh here, there, found the site. I'm not no choice. It will be Matthew, the biggest cooler possible, and make a bowl with artificial ice. Where do you get artificial ice? So, since he's a captain in the Air Force, he's entitled to order ice cubes for Shabbos night parties, and this fellow ordered ice cubes. Anyway, after a few weeks, months, it was actually, he gets a call from the general. He said, look, he knows that officers like to drink and they party. Can you explain to me, why did he do so many ice cubes? If you made a husband, you got enough ice cream for 30,000 people. Anyway, the punchline is, Baal Shem explains what he was doing. The guy, okay, he shouldn't have done it, but I was speaking to him, but he understands good. Anyway, 3 or 4 weeks later, he jumps in a car, about 60 miles from the base, instead of and they travel. They travel right to the mikveh finally, and she comes to the mikveh. And of course, the mikveh is all ice cubes. Being a mikveh in a heavy stone house, the shul was deep in the ground, but that just store ice, nothing melted. It took close to a year before the ice cubes melted, so that they could use. Use the mixer, and 6-7 months later, he stands out of the base. But this is, I mentioned this not for the story, but to show him the Tzilas Nefesh anyway. The people who make the Nefesh for the Parak Mishpoten, and actually, the part of the Shavuot used to say, the fire of Am Yisrael came from the women who chopped holes in the ice to go to mixer. That's where we take our fire from.
We'll have some patients in America, and you still are very strong.
It's rare to find a Makal Shabbat family where the husband worked on Shabbat because he couldn't get a job otherwise. And people were speak to some of the older people how maybe a grandfather, great grandfather of yours would change a job every 2 weeks because the first Shabbat didn't show up, he was already fired. And of course the owners of the sweatshops were Jewish and wouldn't stand for anyone who was a Shema Shabbos. And he went from job to job, they were living for a family, and their Machal Shabbos, the owners, or whatever you want to call it, but the wives didn't go to Mitzvah, was unheard of. And among the Sfaradim, I get the call and contact the Sfaradish families where everything was gone. Shabbos was gone, Kashrus was gone. The power of Mishpacha remained absolute. And it never would occur. Occurred to them to touch their wives before the wife went to Mitzvah. On this point, I wanted to call your attention to the Jewish Rambam that I put in the packet here on the packet of the Falashim, where he, that's on page 25 and 26, the two Shuvis, Rav Sadia and Rav Brochus, about the most likely other Falashim of the Ethiopians in his time, and comments about their practice of Taras and Mishpacha, that they were knowing that She'ena Ovzim Alasat, that's the menstrual hut, and asked whether they're Jews or not. And he said, when they do it, the Shem Kumre, they know about Taras and Mishpacha, and the Eina Kumre, that the woman should be stepping into the household when she's in need of sign. They do it, they think it's the halacha, then it shows that they're. Let's continue on this Manzeros one. I call your attention to a tshuva on page 7 that has interesting applications of Manazer with the artificial insemination donor sperm. Sabo Yishev Sheva Mizera Mamza Bambatya Eichu Dina Vlad. So we have to be cautious for Mamzerus on the people who use donor sperm and donor semen inseminations because the husband has no ability to impregnate the wife. And we go to a doctor who has a donor, and if the donor is non-Jewish, he's a halber teller. If the donor is Jewish, we have a chash that he more brings down, Shema Nivela L'Psula. I have to be chashish for that, so that or not. Simple heter is based on called the Polish Nivela Polish. Since you can't classify this, that she went to the man, she went to the man, it's called Kavua Kamakta Makta. And even though there's only one school in town, the mother says, it's a suffix. It's called the suffix that I say, Kavua Kamakta Makta. But if the Boel came to her, it's called the Polish Rubik of Polish. So it can be Makta on that basis. But then, fast again, the Yiddish, who knows if this Shuva is in keeping with the general Shuva on donor insemination, namely that without a Maita Iso, there is no consequence of the insemination. The consequence of insemination has to be what? Adultery or bastardy. Adultery or bastardy cannot occur without a mighty Isur of Bia. And you cannot commit adultery with a syringe. You cannot commit adultery in an artificial means. You know that if there's no Bia Shal Isur, there is no Halacha Mamzer here. Mamzer is not a genetic trait. Even though Mamzer goes Atzov Kaladoros, but it doesn't mean that it goes with the sperm. It goes with the Maisabia. And if you classify insemination as not a Maisabia, then it's irrelevant even from Mamzer, the child would be a kosher. Okay? Not negating that's much halacha l'maaseh, because halacha l'maaseh, if you're ever matir, AID, those who are matir, only allow a non-Jewish donor. But you see, even for as many don't ask Shilas, they go to Jewish donors, they have to use the Jewish donor, which is most common in New York area. And with a Jewish donor, you want to fall into the category of Mala, also Biyuksin, Special Chumri, that we offer even Sfekos, the Gemara is there. It doesn't apply to the artificial condition. Okay?
Yeah. Just a little of a track first. Donating sperm. There's no problem with
Hashem 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 Hashem. Other problem, but no problem. Not the sperm going to be used for insemination. It's not Hashem Hashem Hashem. The child is semen to cure them. How are they going to get the sperm? The masturbation is also, you have to start boxing a little bit. Test 22. You can't take the sperm out, but if you can't take it out, but you can use it when you get it out. Strange means, beating, putting hot packs on the rectum, and that should induce an ejaculation and so on. They wouldn't allow any of the arts. We don't allow masturbation as the semen for human. There are methods you can use nowadays, complicated methods, but it's necessary. You can obtain semen without that, but that's an easy method. If it's from a husband, you obtain it through use of a Mylex sheath, a specially prepared condom. That the infertility men have, it's made of Teflon like material, not injurious in sperm, and you have via tobacco, then that semen is used. Usually used for test purpose, not the husband is, or used for AIH, for any artificial insemination using the husband's sperm, where you work with the uterine insemination, placing the sperm higher up. In the hope that would solve the infertility problem.
So if you said that if they used the person from Asia, the Zera of Goy, or what if the Madison said that they used the Zera of
Jew? Yeah, there's Kasher. And then that's the thing, there is Kasher because there are two Kashers with a Jew. Example in Be'er Sheva had a big infertility program, and we found out that one donor inseminated 70 women. He's a single donor. Why a single donor? Because you gotta be crazy to use more than one donor. The legal liability of providing a donor with a genetic flaw in him is so great that you finally find someone who's proven that he's at stud and he doesn't give any problems, you don't want to go to look for somebody else. But again, in Be'er Sheva, this isn't a medical center that's asking the Shalayim to go to Hadassah. So from the local area, he inseminated 70 women, 70 children belong to him. What's the likelihood of one of those children meeting each other? And thereof determined the paternity, even though it's done by Bacchia. In England, they passed a law that no donor can inseminate more than 10 women. Australia likewise. America doesn't have a law yet on it, but it will be this year. So they passed the same law to avoid consanguinity. To avoid for okay, let's move to the time of suiting. We have I want to touch upon a big issue, and that is the Suli Kuhuna. And here, let me first call your attention, take it backwards, take page 10, the last sequence, I think it is. Page 10, yeah. All right. Fill your base. We need this, and then we'll go to the show. No, we'll be back there this time. Ben Abaryanim Hamas the Gasmo the Cohen, read the emo of the material with the Tumor Shadinsa and Makom Kurdin Shanolai, and the No Mutto the Giela. I think that should be because it has the Haforbo, Haforbo the Kulubo, 3, 4, 5 different kinds of shilas mixed up into the Shuba. Let me first outline the problem for you and then see what the Shuba says and see what the approach here is. I'm going to read a little bit. In the Ebenezer and Simon Dog. Noshim Asuras the Kohen, the Dinesh's Kohen. Kohen Osim and Atova, the Gushu Zona Halola, also Bahusim Rabbana. Next. Isdel Zona. Kohen is also my soul. Gusha, you know. Halola, Zona the Halola. Yosef Bachalusa. What is Zona? Kol She'eno Bat Yisrael or Bat Yisrael Shemivala. Li Adam Shi Atsuvali Natsilo. Mepito Hamir Vata Behema Ati Shi Beskila Manasa Zona. Right? Manisa Lekhuna Shemivala Nivala Lodha. Abor Anidah, the Yishuv Kodesh, not his own elbow, but his lacuna. There he ain't a surely nothing of. Krishna Kaysen and Anidah. That's the test, right? Abor Hanibelis, Ephemi Suri, Lavi, I show him the pole. Enemy Hedge with the Hanan. Only Israel Tate, and one Israel Sul, only Shuv Elva, or Husi Bebet. Hold the Yisuri Nosulo, I raise his own. Which means if a Jewish girl had a relation with a Goy, she's Asura Lekohen. Asura Lekohen, meaning, and if he marries her, all his children are non-Kohanim. Asura Kohanim. Finish. He remains a Kohen, but his children are Kohanim. They're going to have the nice of the hind, and if you're trying, and if you're going to bend, and Mamish to become Israel, and they lost. So who knows, it's not a smash, it's a lot of Moshe Yishinai, that's a lot. A girl was raped. Anusa. She's a Asura Lekohen. And it's not. Nothing to do with that she didn't punish her. Well, this is opened up as two intriguing titles. One is the most significant one is what the color. Who's the Jew? Who's the color? Someone wrote me a shayla on brain death after listening to a lecture by some of my faculty. After brain death, he said it seems after hearing such eyes given in California, that it seems that we're fighting with the reform on who is the Jew. And I'm fighting with the Orthodox on who is the dead Jew. Shaila, who is the Kohen, is an interesting Shaila of Monica. And this is a halacha, I think, that you're all familiar with, that just like after shining in Yochum Dover, it is necessary to transfer money, not to be in the purchase. It is necessary for change of personal status, for you. You can't address my mantra because of your son of Paul. Nor can you declare someone Kohen or non-Kohen without showing you evidentiary proof. What evidentiary proof do you have to have that someone's a Kohen? My shul, according to the computer, print out, actually, that only in 1 to 3.5 years. So a bunch of people try to read it, but sometimes, you get read it for what's happening. This is the problem. The problem would have been interesting the theoretical side. Tom comes in, and I said, now, and he's good to see the law. I'm
mother was married to the then a little bit of came about a sugar and married a fine to the family. She was born a non-mother of sugar families family that she was born a lover. And that's a teacher, and she now met a fine sugar butter from YU, the poly, and taking him home, and after he became engaged, and began to learn a little bit about the family history, learned about the strange tribalism of the teacher mother-in-law. As she traveled along, she brought up our family was fully on the way to a little town in Massachusetts. And the college fell in love with us. She was not married. And then came back to Jesus. She is a Kabbalah. She gave birth to this girl. Right? She was zero in Miyako. And we heard the girl and the girl to the girl married China. Shall we see that? That's the other Shagwell, that's an easy one. The other the Korean has now a solar
doesn't have their mothers. Now when he doesn't want to be burdened with the Buddha, because he's involved with the others.
emphasize it. However, when I say the Sheva felt all along that the acres comes only from irreligious people, and there's no one, no Benteira in the time, and no Kumi in the time, and it's in terms of women or uncle or husband and testify in their fight, and he disregards the testimony. In the air, we have the, however, the test of test that we use nowadays. Is there someone buried from the family? And this should be mentioned, the fact that they found down in one of the tombstones, the Sia Sapai, indicating that it was a Kohen. Kohen, we find it was on the table. A Kohen, and then the Kohen is a death of Sheva Felix. He died of the truth, so that he can't fight with that truth. And of course, here you have also an important halakha. You don't take that into account in any of the shoes I see. That the body is something going, you're going to be able to suffer that much, but you say that therefore, the toughest bullet is not as bad as it should be. Intrinsic, down to the moon of the eye, the lack of 100% by noise, and that's what you all be doing, and he's not going to start up with his focus on this one, but he will be marching and you see the calling. Whether the right to be a Kohen or not, obviously that's the Buddha topic in all the Buddha. You know, the Buddha run around like with a slave, they take a private slave to make sure that one of them is precious. They put their children and many behind them to make sure that one of them is precious. I mean, some of them are in Rappaport, except that Rappaport, they did for that. And he made that, and he, from the train to fight, so on the field, a man of 80, struggling up two fights of the stairs, not on the door, he's coming to be afraid of himself. He wants to make a figure like that. So he was really told him that he got the fourth hour, and he was talking to the moon about the showing, and he only had a face for him in the minutes, 80 years ago, or 79 years ago. Obviously, it's on the money to somebody. The assumption is that in the previous generation, if the rule means they made a mistake, it means the whole of the shul accepted him to claim and people accepted him to claim. That's the book that the rule means. A woman showed up with a little boy, and then she's Madonna with him, we give them both pieces. Even though we only know it from the fact that they look like a mother and son.
Of personal status, and I'm talking about no name on this, the agents we need, Alfie Stein, Aiden, up and down. Personal status requires two agents, famous, any halakha, or Moshe Mamo, or Malkins, or Mepersha, have to have two agents in order to change their personal status. And here we're dealing with the Moshe, Anisha, and Baila, so on a basis of non halakhic agents. Circumstantial evidence alone normally would be enough, but the whole trouble is that Aegis of Kuna Bismanazer is always in the strange intermediary stage, and it's not, but Huzak has been accepted. Huzak is a kind of Anan Sahadi. It's a public consensus that this individual
for the Kohen. And this is sufficient, I would say, because we're Malkin Manish Malach HaZotos. That's how it has. So that's not any, that's a deal. See, I think I included it one of the shuvas, shred, this important distinction. When it goes off ages, testimony of individual, then it goes to Hilchos Chazus. But there are other ways to ascertain things where the Bezdin just knows it to be true. It's not the Torah Chazus, it's the Torah Yediyah. Right. And therefore, the Dayan has a right to make a Psak Din based upon his Yediyah Bula, and he knows it. You know that even when it comes to be Motzi Momo, Brat the Rashid whispered in the ear, he mentioned the one in Sanhedrin, Tesis brings it down, whispered in the ear, that this one is a Shuda Ala Shrua. And he listens to her. Why? She's a woman, and she's a Koyle to the Dayan too, since she can't have DNA. How come he listens? I don't listen to her because we tell her Tesis. Kindly the Gabor, and I now know with the fact. How I attain my knowledge is irrelevant, but my knowledge now is absolute. I have no doubt about my knowledge. I have to work with the Allah of Yediyah and not Allah of Ages. That's what the Gemara means, that when I thought them in certain circumstances, I said things which are not rational to think that he could possibly be mistaken in a judgment, you know. So it becomes a source of information is better than can function with. Alright? I just call your attention to one more tshuva here. It's given text on page 6. Again, on the personal status, halacha lechumra, meaning where the testimony is batznura shemer asora she'im mahoisa b'gutsa b'znus imik shevan. Shasa, she is a mamzeret, because the mother didn't conduct the tel properly. The issue there is, again, a woman is not meant to say upon herself that she's an asura to a husband, were not for the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achona, that the Gemara Yevamah says, that was patient her, then maybe she's saying it just to get rid of him. So if they purposely have an honor with somebody, so they'll have to give me a get. The Gemara Yevamah says, Mishnah Achona, the Rabbana Melekakona, that she has no nemonis for it. Nemonis. And no namonis extend even to not letting herself become shabda nafshah tisa yisura, because otherwise you end up with the same thing. Hilkata after divorce, so because he can live with her, but she can't live with him. So shabda nafshah yisura. So therefore the tachana was made with the power of akim ramon of dushmina if necessary, that they refused to accept her self-incrimination that she was mazana. Right? That on herself. What about the impact on her children? Well, she says that she lived a life of a libertine, and Shash girl, and this girl herself, the girl may be a mamzer. As the shuvah works out, something that's hard to understand how such a thing ever existed, but I imagine it did or does, where even the couple between themselves had what was once called an open marriage. That occasionally, if you feel like going out with an old girlfriend, I have no objections, as long as you don't object by going out with an old girlfriend. And the Mary lived that kind of a life, and she's now the Bat Tanua Shemer Eskola. How it happened that she became a Bala Shuva from such a family, and now she wants to know her status. And essentially, what the Shel put together here is two halakhas, both of which are relevant halakha l'maaseh. One of Rov Bilo Torah Holocaust Acha Baal, And even though she is Madonna, knowingly, we know the father is Madonna with many men, but since she is more often with a husband than with strangers, we assume an any child that's born was born from a relation with a husband, not with an outsider. That's number one. Number two, the question of the nemunus of a woman to cast its burdens on the integrity and the personal status of a child. A woman can cast its burdens on herself. She's got nemunus al atzma, nemunus al bita. A person can go ahead and declare themselves also, except for the Mishnah Hona that doesn't want to allow it because of the sakana. But if she wasn't married to anybody, there'd be no shayla. She could declare herself a mamzeret. A mother could be a mamzeret, but the daughter may not be a mamzeret. The mother's testimony against herself will be nemenes, because she has nemenes on herself. This is the interest of mamzeret, the status, and therefore she has nemenes to say that she's a mamzeret. But she has no nemunas to make her children mamzerim. So the children will not be mamzerim because they lack eidus of the mamzerim. The eidus of the mother is not as kasha eidus. The woman on herself, either a loch of shabi and asher, she's in the children, she's nemunas, or maybe this is a halacha where her daughter's baldeen does help, even though there's only my mom in it. But here, where it doesn't involve any act of issues necessarily on her part, so it's not a lacha in the mitzvah of Russia, just the mission of Yidia that she knows that she has a fixed status. So on herself, she'll have no money. And the children not. We pass that way a lacha like a woman who will come in, who will testify that indeed the Muslims will even come and say, as we have such cases, where she says she was married once before. And no one has a record of it. She says, yes, she's out on the campus and they got married, and then a few months later, they had the marriage annulled. Not Mekuyu to accept her Hagodah as it affects her children. On herself, she has no money. On her children, she has no money. This is simple halacha religious. It's not a special halacha for mamzer. It's a halacha in told of. A woman's personal status is as much her possession as is her money. Her mother couldn't testify to take money away from her. The mother can't testify to take away her state of kashrus. A chesed kashrus remains inviolate that day. Okay, something else as far as I wanted to push it. Anything you people now want to start? Now let's hear. Let's go to the serving. Yeah.
Well, you said that there were two kashrus when you said the maisha of the manager Sheva who is. And it was supposed to expire in the Shabbat Yisrael. So, what was the other shot?
Mm-hmm.
One, you have
a problem
where
you have
the community
marrying,
now it's
supposed to be
other
shot. The man is the one. The kahuna, because kol kavua k'matzal matzah. The mouth says it will depend whether the boil came to her and she went to the boil. But this should be called the fact whether she goes to the hospital to the sperm bank, whether that's called kol kavua k'matzal matzah now. So there'll be a shaylet, and as long as the one tzur in Be'er Sheva, she'll be asura. Our children will be tzurim. Or the bigger charge, of course, that I mentioned, because a large number of impregnations that the one donor was involved in, there was Shasha Real South Kansas Gwinnery. We had a case there, by the way, involving J.G. Smith, the one who was involved with this Klein case. Remember the woman lying in coma, and they wanted to do an abortion on. The obstetrician was J.G. Smith from Albert Einstein, an old obstetrician from Gateway. I was involved with him from 20 years ago, where he called me up. We received two invitations from two of his patients, both of whom he had inseminated with the same donor, and he knew that a brother and sister were being married. And he asked me to come into the case and meet with the people, and in case of out already, and we revival them to Shiva. Because that retirement wasn't that common. But the sewer into Great Neck, you used the same donor, just never, these things never occurred to anybody. You used the same donor, you had a half brother and half sister that were going to be married. There's bad types of things are happening all the time. There's a fellow here in Columbia who had himself written up in the New York Times some years ago, who I don't know how many children he inseminated, but that he provided 500 donor semen samples during the years that he was a medical student and a resident here in the Columbia program on artificial insemination. These are problems that the society just had imposed upon them as medical technology advanced far ahead of society's willingness to undertake the analysis of the ethical problems that the technology raises. Instead of first discussing what shyness we have, then moving into the technological advance, first you do, and then suddenly the shyness catch up with you. Anything else? Yeah? Donor insemination? That's another thing here, looking at this. My sister spent a good part of his life under attack because of it. He points out that there are no isurim involved. That it's recommended is another matter. It's not recommended, and he emphasized he wrote his shuvis halacha of Lola Maske, but no one ever saw his shuvis. All they saw is the need of motion, two shuvis that he had. One, see the whole Indian handled properly. If you take a look at Divros Moshe Ksubis, in the back of Divros Moshe Ksubis, the Rufik was giving that paper when the rumor came out that the Shver had changed his mind on the Shabbat. In order to quickly quell such rumors, he asked us to print in the back of Ksubis, just coming out, a Kuzris on Hazro Malachutik, which for the first time in his life, he answered by name all the critics who had attacked him on the shooter. The Shem never, never answered a critic who wrote something in Hamor or part of this attacking him. He wrote him a letter, he answered it. Didn't like him directly, he never answered. And here for the first time, he took apart the Hamor and apart of the older Rebbe Lachu. What you say, Nagodi Revovo, Tisema Chasodin, and Satifa. All the little Rebbe Lachu suddenly began to become Tamir Chachom and post him to attack him on Kedusha Sisroel and so on, for allowing the donor insemination of the Aloha. He said, the Aloha Lamaite didn't print the children, but anyone can pass him. So he himself used to pass him when necessary. And he answered by name and line for line, every criticism, answered the way that you'll never see another children written that way. He answered in anger, which he's never done before or since there, and really put them down, those who make believe that they know what they're talking about. I showed they don't know Pshat and Gemara, they're not in Rashi, they're in Teshuvah, they're in Chumash, etc. Yeah, any of them. Go ahead.